You're listening to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Hello, I'm your host, John Bates. On Thursday, the 22nd of June, at Butchers Hall in the City of London, AHDB hosted a conference for exporters. Businesses have been urged to build on the success of red meat and dairy exports, with the global appetite for both set to grow further. The rallying call came from AHDB's chairman, Nicholas Sophia, with global meat consumption expected to grow by almost 2% and fresh dairy product consumption by in excess of 2.5% in 2023 to 2024. UK red meat exports hit record sales in 2022 with a value of £1.7 billion and the dairy sector achieving a similar level. As part of AHDB's support for the industry, the conference also provided the platform to unveil Beyond Borders, its new strategy aimed at delivering enhanced services to help more exporters maximise the global potential for high quality domestic produce. Let's hear from Nicholas Sophia.
When it was an aspiration, apart from whiskey, to get British exports really going, I look around this room and I have to say it's a celebration. You are all professionals. We are professional. We now have a reputation around the world, not just for provenance and quality, but also professionalism in delivery. And I think that is to be celebrated and to be built on. I'd like to just start very, very briefly just looking at some of the numbers of last year, which I think are impressive. We've seen red meat and pork exports last year of 1.7 billion, dairy exports 1.7 billion, 1.8 billion. So collectively 3.6 billion of exports, up 29% on the previous year, which was COVID. Beef exports up 46% with a value of 640 million. Sheep meat up 7.8%, 78,000 tonnes. And pig meat, despite the problems in the pig meat industry, exports up 6% to 372,000 tonnes. The figures speak for themselves, that they are significant. We're going to speak today about what the opportunities are for increasing that, but we should not go away from the fact that this is a celebration of success. If we look at some of the case studies, I think, really, of what happened last year, I think they're interesting. We as AHDB provided an analysis of what would happen in a New Zealand trade deal, an Australian trade deal, American trade deal. Some of the results were quite enlightening in terms of risks and opportunities. You'll hear from our professional team about the opportunities of new markets as we go forward, and more of that later. But for example, lamb exports to the USA, first time in 20 years. It took a lot of work to get there, but that's a really important opportunity for us, East and West Coast particularly. If you look at China, despite the problems with China, still our largest pig market, taking 126,000 tonnes last year, worth 200 million. And beef shipments to Canada, small market, but what a difficult market to get into. 77% up, worth 13 million. Just small case studies of some of the things that you have achieved. If we look forward, And I say if we look forward in terms of opportunity and risk, but if we look forward, we're looking at the risks, obviously, to animal protein consumption. True. But we're looking at numbers that are talking about a global increase in consumption of 1.8%, with 2.5% potentially in dairy. So there are new markets, there are opportunities, there is new wealth in the world that wants to eat more animal protein. And that's why exports are so important. At the recent Farm to Fork Summit, I think what was really interesting was not the numbers, I mean, the amount of money that the government's going to put into boosting programs on promotion, 2 million, 1.6 million behind grain, another million behind dairy. Important, compared with 8.1 million we spend as AHDB of levy payers' money, your money and levy payers' money generally, on food exports. It wasn't so much the numbers, it was the fact that actually there was a marked change, with Rishi Sunak actually saying exports do matter of agricultural products. So I think that we've got a momentum. I think our relationship generally, our collaboration, our partnership, you, us, DBT, DEFRA, are really significant, and I think we're beginning to recognize, all of us, that there is a pre-competitive collaboration that can produce real results at a time when resources are short and are constrained. The other big challenge, which is an HDB challenge, is how we actually get our levy payers at farm level to understand how important exports are. It's a very difficult message to get over to a sheep farmer on the hills or to a pig producer in the eastern counties under extreme financial pressure. But it is really important that every farmer in this country recognizes that exports for the future has a real role to play in helping them maintain production on the land and profitability. That's a challenge we have to face up to, and it's very interesting to see how we can actually model some of the information to be able to show that exports matter. And I was quite interested digging down into, I don't know if any of you saw it, the Oxford Economics report that was published, announced and yesterday and published in the BBC, where they talked about food inflation in the UK. They said that our food inflation is higher than that of Europe and America. Details are quite interesting. 2.7% higher than France, 2.4% higher than Germany. But actually, if you dig down, the really interesting number was actually food in the UK is 7% cheaper than the EU average, and £1 in £8 cheaper, 13% cheaper than in France and Germany. That's why we have to export. It's actually the fact that there are opportunities out there in markets that will provide us with a better return than we are currently getting in the UK, whether that's in terms of carcass balance, whether it's in terms of specialist high-quality added value. Markets overseas can offer us a better return. And overall, that really matters. It matters to you in terms of margin enhancement and opportunity. It matters to farmers in terms of the opportunity to actually at least provide equivalence in terms of market return to our major competitors. So HDB's role, I think we are strategists. I think I have to compliment the market information team on the analysis work they do. Our professionals overseas, in terms of some of the stuff you're going to hear today, we are strategists, but more importantly, we are practical and we are boots on the ground. We're there to help. And together, we think that there is a big opportunity to facilitate significant change in the way our export numbers move in the future. Our ambitious plans, you've got the Beyond the Borders document that has been published today. You'll hear from us about what we see as the opportunities. Our ambitious plans rely totally and completely on partnership with you, on collaboration right across the industry, between you, between government, between ourselves. We all have a role to play. And I think this is interactive. This is not us lecturing anybody. This is us seeking partnership. So we will provide you with a lot of information. We will seek to actually do whatever you want in terms of better analysis, better support, and better action on the ground. But most importantly, we need feedback. We need what you want to be able to help us to be able to help you. So when I look at the future, I think I'm actually remarkably more optimistic than I was about the opportunities in terms of global markets and in terms of the quality of our delivery, both in terms of product and in terms of our professionalism collectively to deliver. It's a tough market, you know that. We are not commodity exporters. We cannot survive against some of the cheapest producers in the world, but we have provenance. I remember when I started Food from Britain, the French laughed at the idea of the oxymoron of Food from Britain. Actually, today, it isn't a laughing matter. We have provenance, we have quality, we have delivery. We actually do have respect. I'm actually thinking about the Japanese visit of only 2 weeks ago, where the Japanese came and looked and said, you know, this is really interesting, whether it be beef tongue, whether it be other opportunities. This is a country that can offer us guaranteed security and quality and provenance.
DEFRA Minister Mark Spencer pre-recorded a very upbeat message for the delegates attending the conference.
So I'm sorry I can't be with you in person for the conference today, but I did want to express my thanks for all the work you're doing to showcase the quality of our products around the world and share with you the actions that the government's taking to boost exports. The key to driving export growth is strong partnership working, and we have some great examples of that in this sector. AHDB do a wonderful job, along with businesses, trade organisations and industry bodies, in bringing together expertise, knowledge and skills, along with essential collaboration with UK government, to break into new markets and to build our market share in established ones. There are some many successes to celebrate together. And food is part of our local and national identity, and farming is vital to our country. The food and drink industry contributes £30 billion to our economy and employs over 4 million people. I recognise that a resilient, productive, competitive domestic sector is the foundation for export growth. The food and farming sector is central to economic growth in this country, and nowhere was this clearer than the recent Farm to Fork Summit at Number 10. You saw from his open letter the strength of commitment the Prime Minister has to supporting the sector domestically and capitalising on trade opportunities generated by the strong global demand for UK produce. At the summit, we announced a package of measures to further boost our exports, including 5 more DEFRA agri-food attachés in key export markets, as well as DBT-led £1 million dairy promotion fund, a £1.6 million investment in Food is Great campaign, and a £2 million boost to our trade shows and missions budgets. We've also worked with HDB to launch recruitment for a veterinary counsellor for China and the broader region. And this is a great example of partnership working and will further boost our capability in that crucial market. The trade principles the Prime Minister set out made it very clear that we will protect standards and take account of sensitive sectors in our trade deals. And we prove this with CPTPP. We're keen to work with you on ensuring the benefits of those trade deals are delivered. Now, at the Food Summit, announcements to provide further momentum following the launch of the Export Council and the growth of our overseas attaché network. I'm delighted that you'll be hearing from some of those attachés today and the critical work that they do. The Export Council is playing a key role in strengthening our partnership between government and industry and delivering on the ambition set out at that summit. Our record on opening markets and resolving barriers is strong. Since 2020, we've secured access for markets worth over £2 billion for animal products, and here, over 1,800 export health certificates available for us across a broad range of products and export destinations. The expanded attaché network will help accelerate progress on our hit list of priority agri-food barriers worth over £2.6 billion. Many of which are for animal products. I'm delighted with the strong partnership working across AHDB, industry bodies and businesses to achieve these results. Furthermore, it's also now as critical as ever that we continue to protect and maximise our existing open markets, such as exploring opportunities to optimise carcass balance. We have momentum and increased capability, and we want to work with you to do more, give you access to the markets you want, and simplify the export process where we can. Now, there's a lot of support for you, both as new and established exporters. In addition to the attachés, there is a wealth of advice and tools available from international trade advisors, the Export Support Service and the Export Academy. These provide tailored advice for different markets and products, and I'd encourage you to use these along with support offered by AHDB and others to help shape your own export strategy. I mentioned this government's recent success on CPTPP, and as a result of being in this deal, we're linking the UK to one of the most dynamic trading areas in the world. A region we exported £2.4 billion worth of food and drinks to in 2022. CPTPP will support British producers in selling more high-quality produce through new export opportunities in some of the biggest markets in the Americas, in the Asian Pacific, including for beef, pork, cheese and milk powder. And I know that exporting is not easy and that your sector faces a unique set of challenges. But I'm delighted that our Chief Veterinary Officer is with you today, and I'm sure you'll have an honest and constructive discussion on managing the risks of trade impacts of disease outbreaks and finding the right balance between protecting animal health and biosecurity and facilitating trade. Now, I'm really proud of the great reputation our UK food and drink sectors have around the world, and will continue to champion you at every opportunity. So have a great conference. I'm sorry I can't be there, but enjoy the rest of the conference.
To achieve great things, you often need a little help from your friends. And so AHDB has established a network of friends around the world helping open doors for exports. Let's hear some clips from some of AHDB's friends. Ella Beckett from Beijing.
Hello everyone, my name is Ella Beckett and I am the new Agriculture, Food and Drink Councillor based out of the British Embassy in Beijing. As many of you know, China was the very first Agriculture Councillor posting, jointly supported by the AHDB and government back in 2015. I'm actually now one of 11 attachés who work overseas in embassies in the Gulf, Japan, Vietnam, Thailand, Africa, the USA, Canada, Mexico, India and Brazil. The Prime Minister recently announced at his Farm to Fork Summit that an additional 5 attachés will be joining the network too, and I look forward to working with them in future. I'm joining you today to introduce myself and to briefly outline what my role entails and what my priorities will be. China is simultaneously referred to as a challenging market and a market with no end of opportunity. To support on the issues and to maximise on said opportunities, my role encompasses 3 core responsibilities. Firstly, I'm posted to remove barriers to trade. I will be positioned at post to enable UK companies to establish or indeed re-establish and expand in the Chinese market. Secondly, my team promote trade. Through working with the Department for Business and Trade, amongst other departments, part of my role is to identify opportunities for UK companies in the Chinese market and to develop market share for UK agri-food exports. Thirdly, a further core function is to encourage investment from China into the UK. For each of these 3 core areas, I will continue to develop the relationships with Chinese officials and business partners, including importers, distributors, and retailers across the agri-food sector. I understand that many of the attendees in this room today have experienced obstacles when trading with China, and my priorities of relevance to this room will be to, 1, continue working with Chinese officials to have the suspensions on the pork establishments lifted. Be reassured that I will continue to strengthen relationships with Chinese officials and push at the highest levels for engagement on this issue. We will also continue to support companies with CIFA registrations and modifications. 2, I will continue to try to work to lift the ban on British beef. 3, I will continue trying to move forward on lamb. We know that China is a net importer of sheep meat and consumption of lamb is set to increase with rising consumption driven by the growing number of middle income consumers. And 4, promoting dairy exports. These are, of course, not the only areas that my team will focus on. The team are also out there to support many other sectors such as seafood and poultry. In conclusion, I'll be working across government to promote growth by tackling market access restrictions and paving the way for new export markets for British products.
Rodrigo Perez Vega from Mexico.
My name is Rodrigo Perez Vega and I'm one of the managing directors of Perez Vega Consulting. Mexico opened its market to British pork in late 2021. And back when this was happening, there was high inflation pressures and then also fears of a global recession, as well as supply chain problems as a consequence of COVID-19 pandemic. This meant that there hasn't been any exports of British pork to date. However, Mexico is a very attractive market since it is the 13th largest global pork producer, but more importantly, is the third largest importer and fifth largest importer exporter of pork. To give you a bit of context, during 2021-2022, pork imports in Mexico increased by 95% in USD value. Now, Mexico imports most of its pork from the USA due to geographical proximity. However, we have imported pork from Spain, Chile, Ireland, France, and Denmark in 2022. Now, why target the Mexican market? To start with, it's a large population with over 120 million people. And within the Mexican diet, protein is very important, which means that we consume 9.1 million metric tons of protein. The main protein that is consumed is poultry. However, pork and beef are also very important of Mexican diet. Pork has been one of the fastest growing protein in more than a decade. And as you can see from the figure, the pink figure there, we are the ninth largest pork consumer in the world, according to Come Carne. Another trend of the Mexican market is a development of healthier habits in terms of food consumption. A growing middle class, which is also leading grocery stores to diversify store formats that they have, which represents an opportunity for British pork that might be perceived as more premium and more expensive. But in addition to that, the current exchange rate fluctuations are very favorable against the Mexican peso. As you can see in this figure, the British pound is at its lowest value in 10 years. And if we compare mid-2022, it's at the moment 25% lower than on that date. So this means that imports from the UK would be more affordable for importers and also for consumers in this market. In this figure, we can see that Mexico's pork production has increased 4.3% if we compare from 2013 to 2022. But you can see that in terms of meat trade, we are importing way more pork meat at 8.4% if we compare the same date range, which means that the local production is not able to supply current demand, showing a very important opportunity there. In addition to that, the UK has recently signed the CPTPP agreement, which means that tariffs of pork will be eliminated once this agreement starts to be in place for trade. Some other European producers have already started to take advantage of this opportunity. And as you can see here, Irish pork producers started exporting pork meat since beginning of last year. Now, if we look at the different distribution channels, the Mexican market offers different opportunities from some of the largest food processors like Sucarne, but also a range of meat trading companies and distributors that service the food service sector, as well as international and local retailers. So you might recognize some brands like Walmart and Costco, but also some local large supermarkets like Soriana and Comercial Mexicana. Because there is a growing middle class, we can see a trend among retailers where they have developed different formats for stores that aim at kind of the middle range and the high end of the population that has more disposable income. Now, when we think of Mexico, there is this thought about a high proportion of the population living just above the poverty line, which is a reality. And on this figure on the right, you can see a traditional market where this segment of the population tend to buy food. But on the left side, you can see these new formats of stores where the middle class and high income households buy their grocery stores and where imported meat is commonly sold there as well. Now, in conjunction with AHDB, we have been running a range of communication campaigns through social media and other digital channels. And the main message that we're trying to communicate is around animal welfare, sustainability, the reduced use of antibiotics, all of these things that align with these new trends of healthier meat consumption and more awareness for the environment as well. So to summarize, we believe that Mexico is an untapped market opportunity for the UK, not only because the rate in which imports of pork is increasing and sustained over the last couple of years, but also the recent inclusion of the UK to CPTPP agreement also poses important opportunities in terms of reduced tariffs, making the import of pork more attractive. Adding to that, a very favorable currency exchange rate offers a new unique opportunity to enter the market. And as I said, retailers and grocery stores are already developing a range of premium store formats where these type of products could be sold and would be attractive actually to middle class and high income households. In addition to that, DEFRA is currently working to open the market for pork offals. And then finally, there is an ongoing effort from AHDB to position British pork as a sustainable and respectful of animal welfare, as well as a healthy option. So if you're interested in knowing more about the Mexican market, please make sure that you reach out to your contact in AHDB. Thank you.
A really comprehensive briefing, Rodrigo. Thank you very much indeed for that. Marek Szabel, he's the AHDB representative in Poland.
Hello, my name is Marek Szabel and I represent AHDB as agent in Poland and Central and Eastern Europe. I have been working with AHDB Beef and Lamb since 2014. With AHDB, we introduced British lamb to Poland in 2014. And initially built consumer awareness by sponsoring a culinary program on national TV. This we did with celebrity chef Karol Okrasa. The first episode reached over 4 million viewers, and a second episode in 2016 had similar viewing figures. We initially built relations with the trade and media by inviting them on visits to farms and processing facilities in the UK. We also began training chefs and buyers in cutting and preparation techniques. And then started focusing on channel-driven activities by sponsoring recognized culinary competitions to help build a database of restaurants and chefs for our HoReCa distributor. Once we identified the most suitable distributor for retail, we started with in-store sampling activities in Auchan and have also run numerous promotions with Makro, Carrefour and Biedronka over the years. Simultaneously, we took part in culinary and trade events in Czech Republic, Slovakia and Hungary, which resulted in listing British lamb in Albert in the Czech Republic, which has 200 stores and is part of the Ahold Group. We regularly take part in HoReCa and retail trade shows in Poland to help maintain relations and build new contacts, and have built effective B2B and B2C social media sites with a wealth of content and strong interaction with core followers. Our website Brytyjskie Smaki is a goldmine of information on nutritional values of beef and lamb, preparation techniques, recipes and a location finder for consumers showing retail stores running current promotions. Following the upheaval created by Brexit, the major import of British lamb invested in a cutting and packing facility in Poland. This is allowing them to import larger elements and subsequently carcasses and pack for retail customers, thereby improving cost effectiveness throughout the entire supply chain.
The AHDB export team works to identify and increase access to new overseas markets and develop them for British exporters. The Beyond Borders strategy is available on the website, and there's a link to that in the show notes. It's well worth a read. If you've got any comments about this podcast, thoughts or ideas for any future episodes, please get in touch. You can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk. This podcast was produced by Dami Oyinlola. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.